When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are going to be exploring Tarkold's tomb today, but first, we're going to go to Tally's to get a task for us to do there. Adventurers, its location, the Missing Hilt. We're in his cottage. The Missing Hilt. A fireside chat with Tally's in his modest cottage. What exactly does he spend all his wealth on? Leads to adventure. And here we begin. You spent the better part of a fine autumn afternoon before the fireplace in Tally's modest cottage, engaged in conversation with the long-retired master adventurer. The discourse has meandered over a wide assortment of subjects, but it always seems to fall back upon a discussion of the vigours of a life spent in pursuit of adventure. So I've heard tell from old Iswin that he's told you the way to Tarkold Kirkwhip, says Tally's, abruptly changing topics after a long sip from his steaming mug of pale ale. I've never been there, and I'm not even entirely certain of his location. An old and very dear friend of mine once ventured into the crypt, he tells you, and barely made it out alive. He told me that he entered the lair with some savage undead creature in the walls of the tomb, and broke his sword upon its back before he was forced to retreat, nay, flee for his very life, leaving behind the hilt of his beloved sword. Tally's tells you that the friend he mentioned was an accomplished adventurer who earned glory and wealth years ago, but who has since fallen on hard times, and these days spends most waking hours wallowing in despair. I'm not one to pity those who pity themselves, he tells you. But the circumstances in which my friend is now mired are beyond all control. The sword he broke upon the back of that crypt menace was my friend's father's father's blade. My friend's father's blade, and his father's blade before that. I would like nothing better, Sir Croakington, to be able to retrieve the hilt and have the sword we forged. Tully sighs. I suppose I'd best get right at it, he says, as if he's been dreading about what he's about to say. Sir Croakington, would you be willing to embark on this little endeavour? It would certainly bring a smile to the face of my very good, very old friend. Indeed, it has little to smile over these last few years, realising that to accept the task would mean a trek into the dark and perilous Tarkold crypt in search of a sword hilt, which in all likelihood is still guarded by the undead creature that nearly killed Tally's very good friend. You carefully consider the task, Quest, or I could decline it for now. I can pick it up later. I mean, it'll still be there, because no one else is going to go into that too. No one else is going to try, so accept the task. Tally smiles and meets you on the shoulder cross. When you tell him that you proudly accept the task. I didn't think you'd refuse the chance to find adventure, he says. There are too few like you, Sir Croakington. If there were but a dozen more of you, the world would be a far better state, I dare say. Well, there are a dozen more, but they're each in their own separate world, so, and we can only interact via Wagner's Mad, so we can't all be in this. We can't, you know, team up. T- Tallis tells you that according to his very good friend, whose name he is yet to mention, the creature in the hidden lair within Tarkhold Crypt was an iron-boned skeleton. And there's a link for those. Although there's supposed to be. Apparently there isn't. Alright, maybe it's... There. The origin of these iron-boned undead is unknown, though it is likely they hail from some infernal Neverworld realm. Okay, that wasn't very much. The fierce warrior, by the account... my very good friend, says Tallis. I've met one or two iron bones in my day. This one sounded worse than any that ever crossed my path. Just a bit of warning to you. You asked Tallis if his friend mentioned where to find the hidden lair in the crypt. Shimmering mirror, he says in response. My good friend told me that a shimmering mirror is where the creature's lair lies, which brings something quite important to mind. I believe you'll be needing this. Tallis reaches into his pocket and produces a gleaming steel wing, which he then hands to you. I've got this gleaming steel wing. It's armour for your finger. It provides no stats. This is the gleaming steel wing that Tallis gave you. According to Tallis and his unknown friend, wearing the wing will allow you to pass through the strange mirror in Tarkhold Crypt. That's what my good friend used many years ago, to pass through the mirror and enter the hidden lair, he says, his eyes shifting between you and the shiny wing. From what my friend has told you, you'll need to be wearing the wing to get through the mirror. You thank Tallis for the wing. He shakes his head in reply. It is I who must thank you, Sir Croakington, he says, reaching out and slapping you on the shoulder. I am relieved to know that a matter of such importance, at least to me, and my very good friend, of course, is in such capable hands. Tallis wishes you luck on the endeavour and tells you to report back to him as often as you can on your progress. Wish I was going with you, he says, for you somewhat doubt the sincerity of this placement. Oh, well, this is the place for me now. It pains me greatly to admit to it. Tallis reminds you the Tarkhold Crypt is located near the village of Durnstig in southwest Tysa. Just thought I'd make mention of it, he says, smiling. After all, it's of no small importance. You bid Tallis farewell and set off on your way. All right, let's go to southwest Tysa then. And it's in the Heart Hills, Durnstig. And near that is Tarkhold Crypt. Visiting Tarkhold Crypt. In the heart of the tangled forest east of Durnstig, nestled between two boulder-strewn slopes, you come upon the location of the long-hidden crypt of Lord Tarkhold. You stand in the midst of the tangled forest east of Durnstig, before the heavy, moss-covered stone door that has long sealed the tomb of the infamous Lord Tarkhold. There's a link to him, but I think we read that when we first discovered this place, but that was a while back. Lord Tarkhold. The cruel, some would say maniacal, Lord Tarkhold ruled over the southwest portion of Tysus as a vassal of the king nearly 500 years ago. His reign over the people of southwest Tysa was a tyrannical one. The list of his wicked deeds is indeed a long one. When he died, it is said his supporters, as cruel as their master, buried him in a secret tomb so his remains would never be disturbed. I'm so going to disturb those remains. I'm going to disturb them all up. I'm going to take the bones and I'm going to turn them upside down. I'm going to put my finger in the nose hole. I'm going to reenact that scene from Hamlet. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do so much disturbing. And if he has any nice stuff, I'll steal it. Well, although too weighty to budge, the door is partly ajar, allowing just enough room for you to slip past it and enter the crypt. But only if you dare, of course. You can rest here. And that fully restores you. If you ever... So it's a... So if you ever... If you manage to survive getting out of the crypt, you'll have an easy... It'll be easy to fully restore yourself. Enter Tarkol Crypt. The stench, death and decay assails your senses as you slip past the heavy stone door and step into the gloom of the crypt. The stale, musty air and stench of decay pervades the dark, twisting passages of this ancient tomb. The sounds of things unseen, moving just beyond the perimeter of your invading light, send a chill the length of your spine. Continue to explore. Narrow hall and the musty tomb. You're suddenly confronted by two decaying ghouls. The ghouls claw at you. I stab at them. They are slain. 2 experience. You spend the next several moments checking over equipment and recovering from battle before once again setting off on your way. Explore just a little way into Tarkol Crypt. Yes, that little message will tell you how deep you are. And the deeper you are, the more likely you are to find unique and interesting things. Keep exploring. A lengthy exploration of the twisting tomb passages turns up nothing of interest. That's the nothing message. Nothing of interest. Nothing of interest. 2 cape skeletons this time. Stabity stab 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 stab. They hiss as they attack, but they are still double dead. 2 XP. You spend the next several moments checking over your equipment and recovering from battle before once again setting off on your way. Keep exploring. 3 clattering skeletons. Just going to quick combat those. Another 2 XP. Some loot. Some gold. That's 8 gold actually. Continue to explore. It's a greater ghoul. It's not that great. Because it's now double dead. And 4 XP for that. A lengthy exploration of the twisting tomb passages and nothing of interest. Continue to explore. Nothing of interest. Just a little way into the tomb. Nothing of interest. Quite a ways. Alright, we've got to a deeper stage of exploration now. Got to keep going. And of course, the deeper we go, the harder it is to get out back, and that was an armoured skeleton. And I get 6 gold from that. Nothing of interest. There's a snarling ghoul, which is now giving me 2 XP. Still quite a ways in. Keep exploring. Nothing of interest. Nothing of interest. Nothing of interest. Nothing of interest. There's a witherer. What is a witherer? How does a witherer wither? These horrifying undeads are the restless spirits of the very wicked. Witherers typically inhabit rotting corpses, but the fiendish creatures have been known, in rare instances, to take over living hosts. The touch of a witherer can drain the strength of an opponent. The siphoned energy is then employed by the spirit to heal its own wounds. Witherers are just as likely to be encountered among a large group of undead as they are roaming about on their own. It's a witherer. The witherer reaches out for you. The withering touch of your enemy drains away your strength. 1 point temporarily lost from your melee waiting. And now it is slain. And it comes back. Because if it was permanent, that would just be messed up. And no one would ever go into this tomb. Padded gloves. And 15 gold. Continue to explore. That's a nothing of interest. That's nothing of interest. 2 staggering ghouls. Quick combat those. And we get 2 experience and 3 gold. Keep going, keep going. Deep into Tarkol Crypt. 3 hissing skeletons. Keep exploring. That's an explore deep into Tarkol Crypt now. Alright, we're on the... onto the third level of deepness now. And there's 2 XP and some gold. 4 snarling ghouls. Are they getting more numerous, the undead, or is that just a coincidence? An axe, 2 XP, an axe, and 22 gold. Nothing of interest. Explore deep. 3 staggering ghouls. Keep going. Anyway, there's nothing of interest. Here we go. And keep 2 clattering skeletons. My any more explorations to go? And there's another witherer, and the witherer is withered. Yeah, and so on, so on. Alright, explore deep. Nothing of interest. As you move cautiously along the crypt corridor. Ah, that must be the something new is turning up message. Picking a number. Bonus of 49. 10 from luck, 20 from agility, 19 from thievery. Pick now! 48. No, 78. A trap. You spot a carefully concealed trap just a few feet ahead in the passage. Using your well-honed thief skills, you manage to safely disarm it. When you're certain it no longer poses a threat, you cautiously continue on your way. Well, of course there's traps. A lengthy exploration is twisting nothing of interest. Keep going. That's a nothing of interest. Something looms out the shadows ahead. Special location. The heavy stone door. The corridor comes to an abrupt end. And you can return to this location at any time. I'm guessing we're leaving string or something that goes back to it. The corridor comes to an abrupt end before a massive stone door. The towering wound-covered slab of rock has no visible hinges or latches, and judging by the amount of dust and grime that cakes its crevices, you very much doubt it has been opened in the last several centuries. The exact centre of the door is a hand-sized octagonal impression. So I need something octagonal to open this door, and what if I attempt to push it open? Despite your best effort, the massive stone door refuses to budge. You're certain the octagonal impression in the centre of the door has something to do with opening, so I need something octagonal before I can open it. We haven't got any, and it'll be in this tomb somewhere, because that's just how dungeons work. Continue on your way. Let's continue to explore. 3 decaying ghouls. Alright. Continuing. She moved cautiously on the crypt corridor. Oh, it's the trap check again. 85. A trap. You spot a carefully concealed trap just a few feet ahead in the passage. Using your well-honed, and even more honed, thief skills, you manage to safely disarm it. When you search it no longer poses a threat, you cautiously continue on your way. Maybe this should give, 8 experience to thievery. Just a little snippet of something. Not enough for you to use a grind spot or anything, but just enough that you go, oh yeah, you're using your thief skills and you're getting better at them. Continue to explore. Here's another witherer. Keep going. Nothing of interest. Very deep into Carcoal Crypt now. Well, that's the 4th level of deepness. I think there's 5 of them. And there's some loot from something. And here comes the next one. Nothing of interest. As you move cautiously along the crypt corridor. Oh, it's the trap check again. Well, we got past it. You spot a carefully concealed trap just a few feet ahead in your passage. Using your well-honed thief skills, you manage to safely disarm it. When you're certain it no longer poses a threat, you cautiously continue along your way. Right, continue. two hissing skeletons. And keep going, keep going. A ghastly shape looms out of the shadows ahead. A rotting corpse lurches out of the gloom ahead, moaning loudly. The hideous undead creature staggers forward, its clawed, decaying hands outstretched towards you as it menacingly approaches. This is a witherer, but apparently it's a particularly nasty type. In fact, you could say it's ghastly. It reaches out for you. Maybe this is a mini boss and will drop something. Ooh, it drains one melee point from me, but temporarily. And then again, very fortunate that it's temporary. Otherwise, that would be the most annoying fight ever. 6 XP. A hideous wail echoes along the passage as the fearsome whiffler crumples into a pile of tattered cloth at your feet. Nope, nothing special happened after that. That was just a slightly tougher regular fight. 4 staggering ghouls. Quick combat those. 2 XP. Yeah, this actually isn't a that old adventure, but it was made around the same time as the first of the grinding spots. Keep very deep. Nothing of interest. Still very deep. Suddenly, a large stone basin rests against the wall in this section of the corridor. Peering into the basin, you discover it's filled with silvery liquid. The bottom of the stone tub, within arm's reach, lies an octagonal amulet made of bone. So, I could use telekinesis, elementalism, or reach in and get it, and no doubt trigger a trap. Let's trigger a trap! As you slip your hand into the liquid, immediately a deadly chill surges up your arm. Leaping back from the basin, you assume a defensive stance as a silvery liquid spills out of the crypt floor, where it swiftly assumes the form of a watery warrior. The watery being, roughly your size, clutching a liquid axe, raises up his weapon and attacks. It's a water warrior. Alright. The elemental warrior strikes out at you with a watery axe. And it is slain. And that gets me 20 experience. The watery warrior vaporizes into a fine cloud of fine mist as you land your final blow. In a matter of seconds, no trace of the elemental being remains. You reach into the empty basin and retrieve the bone amulet. Octagonal bone amulet. Let's have a look at it. It's armour for your neck. It provides 1 melee rating and 1 stamina point. But of course the stats aren't why you wield it. It also provides 1 mind. The subject of this surface of this octagonal bone amulet is adorned with 3 intricately carved runes. Maybe I have to do something with those. You carefully examine the octagonal bone amulet and discover 3 intricately carved runes adorn its smooth white surface. I'm going to use it now so that it's on the quick use tab. After a quick search of the nearby area to make certain you have overlooked anything else that might prove to be of use, you once again resume your exploration of the crypt. Keep exploring. Nothing of interest. There's another witherer. And now it's I don't know. I can't think of 5 XP. It's going to set off on your way. Keep it going. Keep going. 4 staggering ghouls. Quick combated those for another 2 XP. Keep exploring. 3 helmed ghouls. Must mean most of the ghouls don't have helms, because Tarkold was too cheap to pay for helms. It's absolutely typical of him. A ghastly shape looms out of the shadows ahead. It's the ghastly witherer again. It's ghastly, and it's a witherer. It's trying to drain my vital energy. Ooh, it drains 2 melee points from me. did it twice in a row. Fortunately, I have hundreds of that, so it's not going to have any effect. But when this was first released and people's stats were probably around about 100 at most, that could have had a pretty devastating effect. It could have got you from a green to grey difficulty. 6XP. A hideous wail echoes along the passage as the fearsome Wimbra crumples into a pile of tattered cloth at your feet. Suddenly, your four octagonal bone amulet emits a bright flash of white light. One of the three wounds on your amulet is now glowing. Ah, so that's what the ghastly witherers are for. They're for charging up the octagonal bone amulet. What if I try the door now? Alright, use the octagonal bone amulet. Nothing happens when you fit the bone amulet into the octagonal impression. Continue on your way. Fortunately, I don't lose any of my deepness. A ghastly shape. It's another ghastly wither. Just going to stabity stab 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 stab. It reaches out for you. And I reach out for it so I can stab it. 6XP. The hideous wail echoes along the passage as the fearsome Wimbra crumples into a pile of tattered cloth at your feet. Suddenly, your octagonal bone amulet emits a bright flash of white light. Two of the three wounds on the amulet are now glowing. Alright, one more to find. Ghastly shape. It's the ghastly witherer. I'm just going to quick combat that. I finish it off with some battle rage. 6XP. A hideous wail echoes along the passage as the fearsome wither crumples into a pile of tattered cloth at your feet. Suddenly, your octagonal bone amulet emits a bright flash of white light. All three wounds on the amulet are now glowing. Okay, a few more explorations and then we'll check out the door. Nothing of interest. Four blackbone skeletons. They're like regular skeletons, but nastier somehow. Nothing of interest. Still very deep. Nothing of interest. Something shimmers in the darkness ahead. A tall ornate wimmer, strangely out of place in these dark, dreary surroundings, adorns the west wall of this section of corridor. As you step in front of the mirror, its surface shimmers brightly for a moment, but the glow quickly fades. Your reflection stares back at you from the mirror. You become uneasy under your own gaze after a few moments, forced to turn away, attempt to step through the mirror. Oh, no, it's solid. I guess it's time to equip that wing. All right, which? I've got to unequip one wing. The wing of joy. I'll unequip the wing of joy. And I equip the gleaming steel wing. That has lowered my stats by a lot, but I have plenty of stats to spare. Step through the mirror. With the gleaming steel wing fitted onto your finger, you step forward and pass through the shimmering surface of the mirror. The bright flash of golden light momentarily blinds you, but when the glare fades, you find yourself standing in a small, gloom-laden circular room, lit only by the glow of your trusted light source. Your eyes are immediately drawn to the centre of the chamber, where they fall upon a dreadful sight. A tall, iron-boned skeleton standing in the middle of the chamber, his fleshless fingers gripping the hilt of a rusted longsword, turns to face you and hisses viciously, surrounding the undead menace and covering nearly every square inch of the floor. Piles of bones and shattered skull, leaving you no doubt this horrid creature has known countless victims in his shadowy lair. As Lord Tarkold's champion and guardian in death, I welcome you into his service, hisses the eyebone skeleton as it slowly advances towards you. Everyone he defeats, their skeletons become one of Tarkold's become one of the skeletons that wanders around Tarkold Crypt. Although I can't imagine that many people go in there. Maybe once every year or two, people shelter here from the rain. And maybe a few reckless adventurers turn up, but I really can't think you could find enough skeletons that, you know, you'd be able to have an army. Oh, someone's calling me. I have several options for how to confront this bastard. I can use archery, thievery, telekinesis, necromancy, gating, shadow magic, or just jump straight to the fight. Now, I can't choose, so I'll have random.org choose for me. I'm using archery, apparently. It succeeded. 16 XP to archery. You release 2 arrows in rapid succession, scoring hits that would have felled any living warrior, but your feathers shafts shatter on impact as they slam into the iron bones of your undead foe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The fearsome iron-bone skeleton hisses viciously as it staggers forward and attacks the iron-bone champion. The iron-bone champion hisses as it slashes you with its rusted blade. Savage blow for 9 damage. Alright, I keep another savage blow for 11 damage and then another one. Keep going. It's mostly dead. Savage blow for 8 damage. Savage blow for 7 damage. It's nearly done and it is slain. 24 XP. The fierce iron bone warrior collapses into a pile of twisted wet metal on the floor at your feet. You step back from the remains of your foe and about to begin a search of the chamber when a chorus of hisses suddenly shatter the silence. You immediately assume a defensive stance as a trio of caped iron bone skeletons emerge from the gloom to your right. The vicious, undead creature swiftly positions itself between you and the mirror, effectively blocking your only means of escape from the lair. The first of the three skeletons, its iron-boned fingers tightly gripping the hilt of a rusted short sword, staggers forward and attacks. It's a caped iron-bone warrior. It's a lot less tough than the previous one. The Ironbone Warrior slashes you with his rusted short sword, mostly down, and it is slain in 6 rounds. 13 XP. The second Ironbone Skeleton steps over the remains of the first and slashes at you with his rusted blade. You nimbly dodge the attack and move to counter it. It's another caped Ironbone Warrior. Deals you a savage blow. The Ironbone Warrior slashes you with rusted blade, savage blow 13 damage, the first one, then one for 7 damage, then 15 damage, and then it is slain. 13 XP. The third and last of the caped Ironbone skeletons staggers forward and swiftly engages you. The fierce hiss of your undead foe echo eerily off the walls of the small chamber. It's a caped Ironbone Warrior. Slashes you with his rusty sword, 11 from the savage blow, and now it is slain. 13 XP. The last of the caped iron bone skeletons collapses to the ground at your feet, and you step back to wipe away the stream of sweat that pours down your brow. When you've at last caught your breath following the brutal melee, you make a thorough search of the ghastly lair and discover the following. Just some loot, some pretty good loot. Just picking up all the good stuff, and 4 gold. On the far side of the chamber, hidden behind a pile of shattered skulls, you discover the hilt of a sword. The hilt is plain, with no markings, and is wrapped in decayed leather. While not in any way remarkable, it is the only such item in the chamber, and you tuck it safely in amongst your belongings. It's the sword hilt. This is one encumbrance. This is the plain, leather-wrapped sword hilt you found in Tarkold Crypt. After taking a few moments to check over your equipment, you step through the mirror and exit the chamber. I can step through the mirror again. You vividly recall the fierce battle you waged here against the Ironbone Warrior and his skeletal minions. After a quick search of the chamber reveals nothing of further interest, you step back through the mirror. Now let's continue on our way. Back to exploring. 3 armoured skeletons, and that is that. And there's some loot for there. I'll just pause it for a bit until something turns up. Oh, something has turned up. We've now explored dangerously deep into Tarkold Crypt. And that's as deep as you can get. Okay, continue to explore. Clattering skeleton. All right, next up, let's go deep. Let's go see what's behind that big door. Turn to the special location. The heavy stone door. Use the octagonal thing. The bone amulet flares brightly as she fits into the octagonal impression in the centre of the door. The massive slab of stone creaks and groans and slowly opens outwards. Take this opportunity to do a bit of healing first. The stench of decay spills out from the darkness beyond the door, as does something else. 2 columns of armoured skeletal warriors, each row 4 deep, emerge from the gloom beyond the open door and march into the corridor. The fleshless undead hiss viciously as they draw rusty swords and swiftly advance upon you, continuing to maintain their rigid formation. You realise you have to fight 2 at a time if you choose to hold your ground against the encroaching enemy. Hold your ground and engage the skeletal regiment. The skeletal warriors file towards you, 2 abreast, as they prepare to defend the final resting place of their long dead master. You bravely prepare to engage the first pair on fleshless undead, 2 skeletal warriors. The skeletons hiss as they attack, and they are slain. 2 XP. You step back from the pile of bones that litter the passage at your feet and prepare to engage the second pair of skeletal warriors. The skeletal warriors file towards you, 2 abreast, as they prepare to defend the final resting place of their long dead master. You bravely engage the second pair of fleshless undead. Alright, just smashing them, and they are slain. Well, that's half of them. 2 XP. You step back from the pile of bones now littering the passage at your feet and prepare to engage the third pair of skeletal warriors. The skeleton warriors file towards you, 2 abreast, as they prepare to defend the final resting place of their long dead master. You bravely engage the third pair of fleshless undead. Hiss as they attack and are quickly slain. 2 XP. And a sturdy war axe. You step back from the pile of bones now littering the passage, your feet, and prepare to engage the fourth and final pair of skeletal warriors. The skeleton warriors file past you, 2 abreast, as they prepare to defend the final resting place of their long dead master. You bravely engage the fourth and final pair of fleshless undead, 2 skeletal warriors, do 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 do, and so on. They hiss as they attack, and they are slain. 2 XP and 3 gold. The last of the skeletons crumples to the floor of the corridor. You're about to examine their remains when you suddenly catch sight of something moving in the shadows just beyond the open door. Must be Tarkold himself. No, not yet. An undead warrior, his decaying flesh peeling off his bones, emerges from the gloom, brandishing a large axe, moaning loudly. The ghoulish creature staggers forward and attacks as an undead axeman. The undead warrior hacks you with this axe. The touch of your enemy sends a deathly chill the length of your body for 5 damage. And, well, I just stab it a bit more and it is slain. 5 rounds, 4 XP. The second undead warrior, the one wielding a rusted longsword and carrying a charred block. Steps out of the gloom and into the corridor. The ghastly creature shrieks as it lurches forward and attacks. It's an undead swordsman. The undead warrior slashes at you with his longsword. And is slain. And that's 4 XP. And 2. And 5 gold tokens as well. Your undead foe is only just slumped to the floor when a third rotting warrior emerges from the darkness beyond the open door. A tattered blue cape hangs down from its back, and in its decayed fingers it clutches a short sword. The long dead warrior snarls as it rushes forward and attacks. Undead swordsman. The undead warrior slashes at you with his short sword. Keep going, and it is slain. 4 XP. And I've got a common halberd, which I'll just leave there. The remains of your undead foes lie strewn about the corridor in front of the open door. Suddenly, a sinister voice echoes out from somewhere in the dark crypt. Leave now, defiler, or face the lord of this crypt. All right, I'll leave. Heeding the command issued by the sinister voice, you turn and swiftly move away from the door. When you're certain you're no longer in immediate danger, you pause to catch your breath and collect your thoughts. Suddenly, the sound of the massive stone door closing from somewhere in the darkness behind you shatters the eerie silence of the tomb. Just a regular exploring, nothing of interest. Just move cautiously along the crypt corridor, it's the trap check. And I passed it. I disarm the trap. And 2 glowing skeletons. That's something that happens. Return to a special location. Alright, back to the heavy stone door. Use the octagonal bone amulet. Oh, it's the same things again. He managed to get a whole brand new skeletal regiment. Alright, I'm just going to go through these really quickly because it's the same as the first time. Apparently, he just didn't consider that people would go back. Or Tarkold is very quick at assembling new skeletons. 4th and final pair of fleshless undead, slain, 2 XP. Here's the axeman. Here's the swordsman. And here's the undead swordsman again. Different one. Alright. Gonna heal a bit. Now to face the lord of this crypt. Remain where you are. You boldly disregard the warning issued by the sinister voice. And promptly draw yourself into a defensive stance in front of the open door. For several moments, nothing stirs in the darkness. And no sound reaches your ears. Then, with this scarcely a whisper, tall, armoured figure slips out of the shadows beyond the open door and draws himself up to stand before you. A rusted iron helm graces his decaying head, and long, sinewy arms and legs extend out from beneath the scale shirt that covers his torso. The hideous undead being begins to speak as small bits of rotted flesh tumble from his nightmarish face. The deep, sinister tone of the voice confirms the same one you heard within the darkness only moments ago, and then about a minute ago. I knew you would one day come, says the undead creature, as he draws a longsword and assumes assumes a combat-ready stance. Let there be no mistake, Defiler. You will pay for your brash defiance with your life! You stolidly prepare to engage Lord Tarkold, the master of this crypt, and gentleman all-round bad guy. Begin combat. Lord Tarkold slashes you with his longsword. And I stab at him with my stabby stabber. He did savage blow for 12 and then 11 damage a bit later. Anyway, he is slain. Now he's going to stay dead this time, hopefully. 70 XP. You step back from the remains of the undead Lord Tarkold and wipe the sweat from your brow. The master of the crypt is no more, and any plans he might have had to invade and terrorize the area surrounding his tomb have been laid to rest. A quick search of the fallen foe reveals nothing of any value, but when you step into a small chamber beyond the door, your light reveals a large collection of items. You discover a wide assortment of items scattered about Lord Tarkold's burial chamber. It's various bits of loot. I'm just going to take all of it. I mean, he can't use it anymore, and he probably stole it anyway. And 58 gold. But 6 of it in the form of a trinket. The bottom of the grand sarcophagus that dominates the middle of the womb, you discover a small yellow pouch and a fragment of a stone tablet. You pick up the stone tablet and decide to take it with you. It's tablet fragment number 2. This is what appears to be the middle fragment of a stone tablet. Strange symbols cover the tablet. Through the letters RZ are clearly visible across the top. Do I have any of the other tablet fragments yet? No, not yet. They are spread throughout the kingdom. After doing other various small quests. Much to your surprise, the leather pouch contains 4 adventure tokens. Well, hey! Confident you haven't overlooked anything, you leave the chamber, prepare to set off on your way. You realise you still need to find your way out of the tomb. 256 experience to general. Your victory over Lord Tarkold has spared the towns and villages in this part of the kingdom. The brutal invasion that would have come to pass within a year's time. Well done, Sir Croakington. Note, while Lord Tarkold has been defeated, many vicious undead still roam the shadowy corridors of the tomb, making it a very dangerous place. The Tarkold Crypt will play host to new adventure scenarios in the near future. One of them was the one we did first with the missing hilt. And there's still more to find here. That's 2 greater ghouls. They are slain. There's a common chain belt to sell later. Suddenly, the sound of footsteps and the glimmer of a lantern further ahead in the passage halts you in your track. You cautiously assume a defensive stance. Prepare to defend yourself against whoever is about to step into view out of the shadows. You're surprised by the sudden appearance of a young man at the edge of your pool of light. The young man exhales heavily, apparently relieved at the sight of you, and quickly introduces himself as Timelo. He tells you he entered the crypt 2 days ago with a party of 7. And that, to his knowledge, only he and one other are still alive. The crawler got all of us, he says, his face growing ashen as he speaks. Alor and I managed to escape. I don't even know if she's among the living. We're separated in a fight, in flight, after being ambushed by a group of ghouls. That was at least half a day back, though I could be wrong. One can't hope to keep track of time in a nightmarish hole such as this. He introduces himself and he asks Tyler what he means by crawler, and he shudders. Pray to the All-Father, you never cross paths with it, he says, his voice laced with horror. It's a worm, a great worm, black as the shadows, that spans the corridors with its girth. It swallowed two of our companions whole the first time we encountered it, before we knew enough to flee. I can only tell you that we've been running ever since. You learn that the crawler, as Terminal continues to refer to it, has steadily pursued them on their flight through the crypt as they desperately sought their way out. As I said, he repeats, his voice subtly wavering, Ilorna and I are the last two left. That's only if she's still alive. You would do well to flee, should you encounter the crawler, Sir Crokington. Or better yet, flee from this place while you still can. You sense that Tyrolo is near to exhaustion. It is unlikely, in his current state, he is able to find his way safely out of the tomb. Let's attempt to lead him to safety. At first, Tamalu is reluctant to accept your offer, and you sense that is because he doesn't wish to be a dangerous burden to you. When you steadfastly refuse his refusal, however, he seems relieved and thanks you for your help. With Tamalu following close behind, you immediately set out in search of the entrance to the crypt. After several minutes, you find yourself in an area that seems familiar, and you tell your wary charge you believe you are nearing the way out. Suddenly, as you come upon a sharp bend in the corridor, a chorus of hisses erupt from the darkness ahead. You leap back, and all the time learn to remain behind you as a dozen skeletons, each wielding a decaying weapon, staggers out of the shadows. With no way to flee from the vicious band of undead, you plant your feet and grimly prepare for battle. The first three of the undead horrors rush forward and attack. Three armoured skeletons. They hiss as they attack and are slain. 2 XP and 2 gold. 4 of the remaining skeletons stagger forward and attack, swiping at you their jagged, rusted blades. Let's take these on. What's happening here? They hiss as they attack. Nearly down, and they are slain for 2 XP and 15. The 5 remaining skeletons rush forward, stepping through the remains of their slain undead kin as they hack at you with a crude array of rusted weaponry. 5 armoured skeletons. They hiss as they attack. I did a special. Anyway, they are slain. 4 XP. You leap over the pile of bones. Bone at your feet, and rush along the corridor, narrow, twisting corridor, that leads, you believe, to the entrance of the tomb. Tolamino follows at your heels, and as you wound the sharp bend in the passage, you are relieved to see a thin strand of light. Thin strand of daylight stab through the gloom ahead, running as fast as your legs, and Tolamino's weariness will allow. You charge out of the crypt, bursting from the shadows into the sunlight and fresh air. Once outside the crypt, Tamalo thanks you repeatedly and tells you he owes you his life. He also says he will attempt to recruit a group to go back into the tomb to look for Ilorna. She's a survivor, he says, his voice laced with sadness. If she hasn't already found her way out of that place, she's still trying. Few indeed are those who could hope to get the best of her. You promise Tylo that you will remain vigilant for any sign of Ilorna within the crypt, and will do what you can to help her escape, should you find her. He again thanks you and sets off on his way. You watch him as he moves off through the forest, and at last he disappears from view. Alright, now let's enter the crypt. Unfortunately, because we found our way out, we're now back at just a little ways into Tarkov Crypt. And so I'm going to have to explore. We'll probably only encounter Ilorna when we're dangerously deep. So I'm going to pause it while I get dangerously deep. Suddenly, the unmistakable sound of something large dragging itself along the corridor ahead fills you with dread. Moments later, your fear is justified when a massive black worm, its head spanning the full width of the passage, comes into view at the edge of your light. The hideous creature, its gaping circular mouth, winged with white, razor-sharp teeth wiggles towards you, hauling its tremendous oily bulk along the floor, leaving a thick black trail of slime in its wake. You have little doubt that this nightmarish creature has just spotted its next meal. So I could attempt to flee, but that'll just leave it to get after Elora. So obviously I'm going to fight it. Engage the massive worm. The massive black worm wiggles forward, its fang-filled mouth opening and closing rapidly as it bears down upon you. Begin combat. The massive worm wiggles forward and snaps its fang-filled mouth with you. The savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh for some damage. The savage bite of your enemy tears into your flesh for 13 damage. And then 10 damage. Alright, it's nearly done. Then 12 damage. And it is slain. 39 XP. A nauseating stench fills the crypt passage as the massive worm's lifeless form slumps slowly to the floor. As you lean up against the wall to catch your breath, you suddenly become aware of a dark figure moving swiftly towards you. You quickly step into the centre of the corridor and assume a defensive stance as you train your eyes on the advancing figure. The figure slows its approach and calls out to you. It's a woman's voice. I'm a friend! The figure steps into the radius of your light and was revealed to be a young woman with long, waven hair, framing a slender face that bears pre-prominent scars. She introduces herself as Elora and tells you that for what seems like eternity, she has been invading the worm, whose carcass she now stands greatly before. I've lost my mind trying to navigate out of this labyrinth, she sighs, as well as a good number of friends to that beast. We should have known better than to enter this wretched place. How I wish Timelo were here. I believe he might be alive somewhere in these halls. With a broad smile, you happily tell Elora that you had already rescued Timelo. She closes her eyes and forcefully exhales. It takes a few moments for her to compose herself, and when she does, she steps forward and meets you in a shoulder cross and thanks you repeatedly. Realising that, like Timelo, it is unlikely she would find her way safely out of the tomb, you instruct her to stick close as you prepare to lead her out of the crypt. It takes longer than you'd expected to find your way out of the shadowy, twisting confines of the musty crypt. After nearly an hour of creeping through ancient, narrow tomb corridors, you arrive at the entrance and step out into the pale light and fresh air of late afternoon. The moment you and Elora emerge from the crypt, you are met by Timelo, who appears to have been making ready to once again embark on an exploration of the perilous tomb. He immediately rushes forward and embraces Elora before turning, initiating a shoulder cross with you. It's beyond any hope that was left to me, he cries, quickly flicking away a tear that runs out of the corner of his left eye. I cannot bear the thought of leaving my last companion behind in that place. Likely been a full mission, and one I'm grateful not to have to undertake. You are beyond all measure, Sir Crocodon. How can we ever repay you? You're about to graciously dismiss the question when suddenly Lara steps forward and hands you a thin crystal wing. Lara tells you she found the small crystal wing at the base of a statue deep within the crypt during her flight from the massive worm. When you attempt to politely refuse the glyph, she closes her eyes and holds out her hand. Clearly signalling she will not accept it back. You thank her for the item and carefully stow it away amongst your possessions. It's a thin crystal wing. It doesn't have any stats. This small crystal wing was given to you by Elora, the adventurer you hope to rescue from the depths of Tarkord Crypt. It may have some use, or it may just be an innocuous trinket. Wish we had more to offer you for saving our lives, Sir Crocodon. But for now, the wing and our thanks is all that there is. You assure Elora and Taylor there is no further need to thank you, though you sense they still desire to somehow repay you for the kindness you have shown them. Perhaps someday we'll meet up again, says Timlo, as they prepare to depart. I dare say I speak for both of us when I say it is a day I eagerly await. You bid them both farewell and watch as they set off on their way. Okay, one last thing to finish this off. Let's go show Tally's that hilt we found. Tally's trading post. To his cottage. Tally's is both surprised and elated as you step into his small cottage and present him with the hilt you found in Tarkold Crypt. He gratefully accepts the item and studies it closely as a satisfied smile spreads across his face. That's certainly the bit, he says, stowing the hilt away. Now I've got to reunite that piece with the blade and all will be right again. A fine showing, Sir Crogerton. How are things in the old crypt? He begins to relate to Tally's the details of your most recent excursion into the crypt. As you begin to crypt, he tosses you a small leather pouch containing 4 adventurer tokens. Woohoo! Not a king's ransom, I suggest. But I'll have more tax for you soon enough, if you're up for the sport. Never thought I'd see the day I'll look upon a young version of myself. Some day, Sir Crokington. They'll remember my name only connection with one of your grand adventures. When you ask Tellies about the hilt you received, he becomes elusive and quickly changes the subject. You decide not to press the matter, and after conversing with him at length on a wide variety of subjects, you bid him farewell, prepare to set out on your way. Take care of yourself out there, he calls, out after you depart. Stop back any time. And that finishes the adventure with 384 experience to general. And that is that for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.